Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gule Tufupi, good morning.
Top of the morning to you, Sol Penduka.
Top of the morning. So yesterday you did say MPC is going to announce an interest rate, a decision they were going to make, and it was a rate cut by 25 basis points. However, on the other hand, there's a 12% electricity tariff increase yesterday that remains on the cards.
Yep, sounds like as consumers we win some and yet we lose some. So you're quite right. The MPC announcing their 25 basis cut in the interest rates, essentially taking the prime lending rate now to 11%. That's the initial or base of interest rates that you and I, should we approach a bank or any other credit provider, that's essentially the start of the interest rates that we will be able to pay off on our debt. So it is good news for many South Africans who happen to be indebted, specifically those who have mortgages or even a vehicle financing and their credit cards. Expect to receive a notification from your bank just alerting you to the slight shift in the interest rate cut. It is slightly bad news for savers because it does mean that you make a little less income and interest on the savings that you have in a money market account or even a 32-day account. On the Eskom electricity tariff increases, this one is quite contentious because we might recall that in September of 2024, Eskom had officially tabled that it would like to see an increase of 66% tariff increases between 2025, 2026 and 2027. So far, though, we do understand that the 12% has been tabled and put forward. And this in itself might actually spike the cost of living for many South Africans, because not only is it your household income and electricity costs, but there are ripple effects as to how this will continue to impact our pockets when it comes to paying for services and products that we actually might purchase from other suppliers. So good and bad. We take the good with the bad. But yeah, we would have expected a little less pressure on our pockets going forward.
Yeah. Let's talk about our favorite coffee creamer. I see Nestle has gotten the green light now to sell Cremora to another company.
It's not inside. It's for sale. Seems as this one has gotten the green light. This was an announcement that was made in September last year as well, where Nestle, a very well-known brand and group that actually produces a wide variety of confectionaries, household products, as well as sweets, chocolates as well, and products for children's food. They've come forward to say that they've gotten the green light from the Competition Commission now to sell Cremora to a company called Lactalis. Now, Lactalis in South Africa is actually a very well-known brand. Think of the likes of Steri Stumpy, Parmalat Cheese, and even Pure Joy. They essentially produce and manufacture all these alternative dairy products that we have on our shelves. So Lactalis does say that they are quite excited. This does come with certain terms and conditions in terms of job security, making sure that there won't be any major retrenchments on the back of the sale of Cremora to Lactalis, and most importantly, and continuation of a proudly South African brand that still gets distributed far and wide across the African continent. So I guess good news, it's still being produced and being made, will still be available on our shelves, but just might have a different name attached to it in terms of who the manufacturer of the brand is.
Yeah, let's hope they don't change the recipe as well. What's the markets looking like?
The markets will open up from 85,685 points today. Currency-wise, we're trading at 18.56 to the dollar rand. Pound, we are at the 23.07 to the British pound. And against the euro, we are at 19.30.
Thank you so much, Gugule Tumfupi. She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.